attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, get ready. We're going way, way, way outside the box today. A little early. Ty Bollinger's joining me for a full 2 hours today. Super Don's in the background there. We've got to answer some major league questions. Economic healing, political healing, spiritual healing, physiological, all of that's on tap today. And Ty, we're going to dive in with a good friend of yours who I've read his book many times over the years and really inspired me to research and dig deeper. G. Edward Griffin is going to be joining us in just a moment. Ty, thanks so much for hooking us up.
Oh, yeah, no, glad to be here an hour early today and really glad to hook you up with Ed. He's a great guy, good friend of mine, and I'm just looking forward to talking to him today about the Fed, the Federal Reserve. It's almost 100 years to the day, isn't it?
Yeah, the creature from Jekyll Island has opened up a lot of eyes over the years of folks that didn't know what the heck that thing was. And it's the beast behind beasts, if you will, or the beast of beasts. And I'm wondering now, 100 years later, and we're going to bring G. Edward Griffin into this discussion, Congress kind of brought this into play surreptitiously. And I wonder, it doesn't seem like they have any intention of bringing them out, so what other ways can we end the Fed? G. Edward Griffin, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Well, we're honored to have you back again, 100 years almost to the day, and I tell you what, this thing is behind so much of what's gone wrong on planet Earth, quite honestly. I don't think people really get the depths of this.
No, I don't think they do either. And when I found out that you were going to be at least acknowledging the fact that the creature is 100 years old, it got me thinking, well, so what? What can we say about it 100 years after it began? It's a hard thing to really compress because I think the only thing that's really different, at least in my segment of that 100 years, is that people are now even aware of that it exists. You know, this thing was a snorting, fire-breathing monster for 100 years, but most people didn't even, they say, what, the Fed? What's that? You know, they didn't even know it was out there. But now, in the last few years, at least since 2007, 2008, people are aware of it, and they're all running for their swords so they can slay this thing. So that's really the only difference. Meanwhile, the snorter is still out there, and he's as big and dangerous as ever.
Yeah, and you know, I look at this, of course, Ron Paul has been also instrumental in waking a lot of folks up, and I think his son is trying to do some things and others, but I just don't foresee Congress actually stepping up and doing the right thing by decommissioning these guys, taking away their charter. So the question is, what effect can the average folk out there do, you know, have that realize, you know, I don't want to participate in the Fed? Can they just unplug from it?
Well, I think the hard answer to that is that there's nothing that the average person can do about it except to become unaverage. I think that's the problem right there. People want to just sort of be riders in the boat. They want to just sit back and wait for somebody to take care of these issues. They want experts to handle it. They look to their politicians to solve these problems, when in fact the politicians are usually the cause of the problems in the first place. And so as long as we're talking about the average person, I'm afraid to say that there's nothing he can do. But to become an unaverage person means to get up off the couch and become active in civic affairs, become active in politics. Heaven forbid that word, you know. People say, oh, I hate politics. Mm-hmm. I hate politicians. They're just a bunch of crooks. And so they don't become active. They don't take an active role in political decisions. They don't go work for their precincts or anything like that. They just sort of leave that for the others, those faceless minions that always make the decisions behind the scenes. Then they wonder, oh, my goodness, what can I do to protect myself? And I'm saying there is nothing. because the power of the Fed is the power of money, and the power of money is the power to command the services of others. So when you can command the services of others, you command really the whole enchilada. And that's what's happened, is that these international banking cartels have become the dominant force in everything, not just in banking, but they actually control politics now. Because they're able to literally, it's a harsh way of saying it, but literally they buy the politicians. And the politicians pass the laws that give them the power. And so what are you going to do about that? The only thing you can do is to replace those politicians. That's it. If you don't do that, well, then just sit back and just stop complaining and take what they give to you.
But what we've seen in replacing the politicians is that each politician succeeds in being purchased by the same Federal Reserve type interest, with rare exception.
Well, that's because when we replace the politicians, we aren't really replacing them at all. They're being replaced by the people that, by the banks, actually. Here's how it works, and I know you know this as well as anybody, but these people that are running the show, they monitor public opinion very carefully. They're masters at the poll. They're master psychopoliticians, and they know when the public gets upset over something, and they say, well, they're going to demand some kind of reform, so let's not wait for that to happen. Let's create the reform ourselves. We'll get at the lead of that parade, and we'll call for reform. We'll say all the things that the public wants us to say and that they want to hear, and then they'll trust us to institute the reform. And so when it comes to politics, and they know if they get tired with one political party, they'll say, okay, well, we'll offer the other political party as the solution.
Well, I hear the Wicked Witch of the West saying, I'll get you, my pretty. And, of course, interestingly enough, it's sort of like that. I think that the Wizard of Oz has some overtones of gold as money. There's some talk of that origination as well. They didn't have to have legal tender laws way back when, because people knew, that's got some level of value. And then the Fed comes into being and they say, well, no, we got to force you to accept this, which should tell you something.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it tells you a lot. Every time a government starts to use worthless money, or fiat money, as they tend to call it, they have to have legal tender laws to force people to accept it. Otherwise, they'll start choosing alternative monies. And that won't work. Heavens, if we didn't have to use the U.S. dollar, I think by now everybody be using silver or gold coins, or private receipts that are backed by gold and silver. And the government would be out saying, hey, guys, use our money.
Well, and we think the U.S. military is to defend the Constitution, defend the borders, etc., but it's been basically used to defend the petrodollar, or in other words, the Federal Reserve note forced on the world. They do it a little more subtly with the Internal Revenue Service here in the United States, as far as the force of the gun to accept these things. But there have been forays, now experiments in new kinds of exchanges, whether it be electronic bitcoins or people that are going back to the Coinage Act of 1792 and saying, hey, that's never been repealed.
Yeah, there'll be experiments, and of course the feds are very very aware of that. And we're back to what I was saying a moment ago. They anticipate these things, and they don't just react to them. You know, they try and be at the head of the parade. So I expect that they'll be calling for reform in money, and it'll sound like it would be good, but actually it'll be the same people running the show, and it won't be. And you know that with something like bitcoins, which is gaining a lot of popularity very rapidly, that the feds are not going to just sit around and let that go. They have to do something to interfere with that.
Well, if they think it's viable, they'll get in there and take it over in some way. We've seen that many, many times over the years. So if we're looking at ways to move beyond, because ultimately we know that any money that's like this, like clipping the coins in ancient Rome, eventually the empires are going to crumble, because people will not be able to pay for the things that they want with it when it's rejected, and when the gunboat power is no longer there in the same way. Then, of course, we reset and we go back to what? What have we been doing for thousands of years? Is that inevitable?
Well, I hate the word inevitable, but it sure seems like it, doesn't it? We've never seen so far in several thousand years, we've never seen an exception. There's a tendency to say, well, if it hasn't happened in a couple of thousand years, it's probably not going to happen. But still, I'd like to think that it's not inevitable, because I'd like to think that we still could reverse this trend with a sufficient awareness on the part of the people. In other words, if enough people stopped being average citizens and became unaverage and took an active role in their own political destiny, then I'd like to think that we could change history.
Well, become exceptional, like Ty Bollinger.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Hey, I got a question for you, Ed, here. One of the things Robert and I talk a lot about is we cover Obamacare quite a bit, and the official name is the Affordable Care Act, and we kind of laugh about that because it's not really affordable and you don't really get any care.
Yes, and, perfect.
You know, much the same way that the Federal Reserve is not technically federal and doesn't necessarily have any reserves.
Exactly. You find that in just about, I would say, 80% or more of the laws that come out of Washington,
yeah,
and the state capitals as well. They use a language not to communicate but to obfuscate.
Yeah, they do. And so my question on that, great point, is that back 100 years ago, why did the Aldrich bill fail and why did the Glass-Owen bill fail? Why was that passed? Can you kind of explain that briefly in about the last 2 minutes we have for the first break?
Well, yeah, the Aldrich bill, of course, was sponsored by Senator Nelson Aldrich, who was a very wealthy person, and he was connected with all of the banks, and everybody knew it. He was Mr. Republican, and in those days, as today, same thing, the Republican Party had the image of being different from the Democrat Party, and supposedly the Republicans were the wealthy business owners, the fat cats and so forth,
mm-hmm,
and the Democrats were supposed to be the party of the working man, the guy in the overalls and blue shirt and so forth, had dirt under his fingernails, and
right.
So that was the image. Of course, it was just an image. But anyway, when the Aldrich bill came out, there was a lot of opposition from the Democrats saying, "Well, this is the Wall Street bill." So they took the same bill and they scrambled it around a little bit, changed the name, basically, is all they did. And the Glass-Owen Act. Now, Glass and Owen were Democrats, and that changed, mm-hmm, everything.
Right. The illusion,
yeah,
rather
the illusion,
than the reality.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And we're seeing that, particularly not only with our friends on the left, but the friends on the right, the neocons kind of the Republicans. They know that the treasure trove for them is the continuation of this Federal Reserve, because the unlimited ability to go into debt until, of course, it all collapses. Unlike the ability of the Pauls and Rand Paul now to get a simple freaking audit. Can you get an audit? Hello, anybody? Audit the Fed? G. Edward Griffin is our guest for another segment here. What a day we've got. Dr. Nick Gonzalez is scheduled as well. We're going to cure some cancer naturally, and we're going to go outside the box with Ty a little later with some carnivora discussion with someone who's had some great help from it. But end the Fed. That's what we want to do in the next segment. Is it possible? We're going to give it our best shot because we got G. Edward Griffin on the show with Ty Bollinger right now, and we'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Slaying the dragons we are.
It's RSB and TMB and GED. No, GED.
You sounded almost like a combination of Gollum with Yoda there.
Well, you know, all these holiday movies get you inspired. And by the way, Gollum loses in the end because he didn't get enough sunlight. No vitamin D for Gollum. He's done. J. Edward Griffin knows it well. He's the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, but also A World Without Cancer, which inspired Ty Bollinger to do his research after his parents died. This is amazing.
Yeah, I really did. Ed also wrote a book called World Without Cancer, The Story of Vitamin B17, and that was one of the first books that I read after Dad died of cancer, which really led me down the rabbit hole into the world of natural cancer treatment. So thank you, Ed, not only for The Creature, but for World Without Cancer, another fantastic book. And well, by the way, the Creature is now available for those of you that want to listen to it. It's on CD, and you can get it at realityzone.com, which is Ed's website.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. It's 20 CDs, if you can imagine that, 25 hours of reading. And so far, nobody's complained. They said they liked it. So that's kind of a milestone, I guess.
It's very well done. And I said it was on CD. It's actually on almost a couple dozen CDs. But it's in a nice package, and you can carry it with you. And we've listened to it. I've listened to it particularly, and it's very well done.
Right, and don't let your kids chew on it. Let them listen to it, right? That's the important thing here. So, Ed, you know, Ed, the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, I think a look back on is one of the most important books of the 20th century, leading, of course, now to the 21st, because of, you know, one day when we look back at the disaster that is this Federal Reserve, you know, what are the different rallying points that people came together to figure out what it was, much less then act accordingly on it. And now we're looking at just the difficulty of getting a mere audit of the Fed, which Ron Paul pushed through when he was in Congress. Now his son in the Senate's trying to hold things up if he can get this thing through. So that's why I say it doesn't seem like in Congress they really want to let go of it, because they know the gravy train when they see it.
Well, exactly. It's the gravy train, and they even if they weren't getting a lot of gravy, they know that you don't cross swords with the Fed, because if you offend those big boys, they can ruin your political career overnight. So there's a lot of fear there. I guess it's the carrot and the stick. It's the same old thing. But, the existing Congress is not going to do anything, because they're either beholden to the Fed or afraid of the Fed. That's why I say we've got to change those nameplates in Washington.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would they say in a new nameplate?
Well, they'd probably say Robert or Ty or Edward.
You know, we try to avoid the belly of the beast. I mean, it's just we found that in order to be healthy, you don't cavort with pesticide-laden, GMO-infested politicians.
Well, I guess that's true. But if you're going to win the war, you've got to do battle. And if you're going to do battle, you have to engage the enemy. If you engage the enemy, you got to come right up close to him. So that's the other side of that coin. You got to get in there.
Yeah, but you know, Ed, dealing with cancer, for instance, one of the ways that nature deals with cancer is fasting. You know, you stop feeding the beast. And I think that's a big part of this when people realize their power to unplug in that way. But, of course, that's a massive realm of civil disobedience that they will frighten you out of it with all the media that they can throw at it.
Yes, not only that, but when you say don't feed the beast, that usually comes down to money, because that's, you can buy anything with money. And these guys make the money. They create the money. And they force you to use their money. So that's a tough way to go.
Yeah, I agree. But again, curing cancer in an end stage scenario, like I believe we are from a political or economic perspective, is tough no matter what. And I think that was Ron Paul's message, that it ain't pretty to do what needs to be done, but very few were willing to do what needed to be done, so it'll even make it worse ultimately.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. There's no easy way out at this point. We've gone too far. There's going to be hell to pay, but it can be done. But we have to be realistic about it, and I agree with you totally. It's not a pretty picture.
And the fact that these guys use what you called in the creature the mandrake mechanism makes it even more difficult, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah. And you know, they don't even need taxes. I think you guys know that. A lot
right.
of people have become aware of that. Taxes are not to raise revenue. They raise all the revenue they need just by creating money out of nothing and lending it into existence, and they collect their money through inflation. That's how that's how they raise most of their money today. Taxes are primarily just as a political tool to reward your friends and punish your enemies, and to redistribute wealth. It gives the political power to the elite.
Well, if you want to reward your friends, get A World Without Cancer and The Creature from Jekyll Island for the holidays. That'd be a great Christmas gift. Sign up for email alerts, and they got unfiltered news at realityzone.com. G. Edward Griffin, my goodness, I appreciate you so very much, and I appreciate you coming on board today.
Well, gentlemen, thank you for inviting me, and have a great holiday.
Hey, yeah, thank you, Ed. Merry Christmas to you.
All right. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, Ed. That was terrific. Now, we've got more terrific things coming up. Can you believe it? Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez is scheduled with us. And then we're going to go outside the box with TMB and a special guest talking Carnivora, another cancer cure. Could it be?
Live around the world,
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. RDXnatural.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. That's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Right. Robert Scott Bell. Bell.
All right, where are we going? We're going to New York City. Ty, we are going to New York City. And I found the perfect bodyguard, and he's on with us right now. Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez returns to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right.
Yeah, reporting for duty. Here I am.
Well, you know, we expect that you know how to navigate the dangerous terrain that is Manhattan Isle, so we'll connect with you there, although... Thank you again for connecting us with your good friend, Carol Alt. She's an absolute sweetheart, and we're excited to be invited on her show to tape in January.
You know, she's one of the great celebrities of the last 20 years and the humblest person you'd want to ever meet. I mean, she's very devoutly religious, totally unmaterialistic, and just a really nice lady. So I'm glad that she's got her show on Fox, and I hope everyone out there should watch it. The more people that watch it, the more likely it is that Roger Ailes will renew it. So it's a great opportunity for alternative medicine. Robert's going to be on it, too, apparently three times. So that's terrific. So
yeah, well, let's see what happens after the first interview. She might go, who is this guy? Get him out of here.
Knowing Carol and knowing you both very well, I doubt that will happen. There's always some possibility that aliens will steal her brain or something, but that's an unlikely possibility. And I don't, or the FDA will send, you know, brain waves into her, and but I don't think that's going to happen. She's Roger Ailes Fox is a FDA protected site. So.
Yeah, you're truthing on that.
They can't steal your thoughts when you're on her show.
Yeah.
That's good to know. Hey, before we get going, I wanted to mention that I had the privilege of speaking with Dr. Gonzalez out in Cancer Control Society in 2012 out in L.A. And one thing I didn't mention off the air is that I had not met Nick before then, had a chance to meet him, and the line of people that was waiting just to shake his hand, get him to sign a book or whatever was phenomenal. So he's doing good work, and the people really appreciate what you're doing, Nick.
Yeah, it was quite amazing. People were paying attention. No one that I could see fell asleep during the lecture. There weren't too many.
Nobody fell asleep, that's for sure.
No one threw an egg or even a rotten omelet. It was all pretty
well. No, it was nice to be among friends there. And, you know, Dr. Nick's looking around going, what's the fuss, right? Just so self-effacing in there. We appreciate you so much. So we go everywhere. Economic healing, we just had G. Edward Griffin on. Of course, you're very aware of the economics and the politics, the Fed and things like that, the disaster we're all dealing with, and it's going to be worse for the next generations. But what can we do to provide either healing or even contextual, let's say, seasonal discussion, right? We've been talking, Super Don, my producer, we want to do some Christmas-themed stuff as we go through December. We keep coming up with new stories. And you and I, Nick, were talking off the air about the misuse of even biblical references. I thought it'd be interesting to discuss that today, about this idea that, you know, welfare is an appropriate way to lift somebody up when it's provided by the government versus the charity done freely. And I think that's something that could be of good discussion.
Yeah, first, horror of horrors, full disclosure. Yes, I read the Bible. Yeah, I read it every day. Horror of horrors, done that for decades. If you imagine that, how awful that is in this world. What astonishes me as a great student of the Bible is how often currently people are misusing the Bible to promote political agendas. You know, it's just funny. Last night I was watching the Bill O'Reilly show, which I watch occasionally, and he talked about how the Eighth Commandment forbids lying. Well, there's a perfect example. Well, the Eighth Commandment is thou shalt not steal. There is no commandment. It's in Exodus 20. There is no commandment thou shalt not lie. The Ninth Commandment says thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, which is more about slander and libel. So the whole segment was about honesty and integrity in the media and not making mistakes. And there he made a major mistake claiming to be a Bible scholar, and he got it all wrong in every way. So I hope somebody points that out to him. So at least we're pointing it out on the air. For those of you who are Bill O'Reilly followers, you might let him know about his terrible mistake about misquoting scripture. But what I've noticed, the liberals who will use anything, you know, even pig dung to make their point, now they're using the Bible because they know there are a lot of Christians out there, and they feel it's everything. It's like the Soviet Union or Communist China or North Korea. You're always trying to manipulate the audience, the stupid morons out there. And they realize, well, there are a lot of Americans, you know, 80% still consider themselves religious, and will use the Bible to manipulate them to get our agenda, which is government control of all aspects of our life. And they're starting to use the charity issue. And I recently was watching TV, and some senator starts quoting, you know, Jesus when there were two episodes in the Bible where Jesus fed the multitude. One was there were 5,000 people listening to him speak up in Galilee, and there were only 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and then he ended up feeding all of them from that. And then there was another episode, which is in Mark and Matthew, in which he was speaking to 4,000, and he had 7 loaves and a few fishes. And, of course, he supernaturally, because he was, as the Bible says, he was the Son of God, supernaturally increased that. So everybody, the 5,000 in one case, 4,000 in another, would be fed. And this senator was saying that proves that food stamps are a good thing. Well, it proves exactly the opposite for several reasons. First, nowhere in either episode, nowhere in the Bible at all, did Jesus force people to turn over their assets so he could distribute the way he want. There was no redistribution of wealth. Secondly, the 5 loaves and 2 fishes and 7 loaves and several fishes in both these episodes were voluntarily offered by his disciples. They were given up in the Judeo-Christian tenet of charity, which is voluntary.
Voluntarism,
taking people's assets, their money at gunpoint, basically what it is, because if you don't turn over your money to the IRS, police will come and arrest you and throw you in prison for 5, 10, 20 years. Nowhere did Jesus say, you must turn this over or I'm going to send you to jail. And, of course, whatever one's philosophical or religious background is, let's just accept the tenet that the New Testament claimed he was the Son of God, had godlike powers. He could have put every one of them, he could have turned them into pigs, he could have put them in prison, he could have put handcuffs on them instantly. But he didn't do that. He voluntarily said, does anybody have any fishes or loaves? And indeed, there were a few, but not enough to feed them. And then he himself multiplied them. So President Obama, who does think he's godlike, if he wants to multiply assets, I mean, not the Fed, which is creating something from nothing, but create real assets magically. And if he can do that, then he can give it away any way he wants. I remember one of the things that annoyed me about Bush, he's always talking about compassionate conservatism. Bush's idea of compassionate conservatism was forcibly taking money from people like me and Robert and everybody else out there and giving it away in a way that he thought was beneficial, that made him feel better, like sending $15 billion off to Africa to treat AIDS. I mean, if Bush wants to treat AIDS in Africa, that's fine. That's his prerogative. But let him give his own money. Don't forcibly take my money at gunpoint with a threat of prison and tell me that's charity. That isn't charity. That's really enforcement, brutal enforcement. And that's exact opposite of what those two episodes of Feeding the Multitudes had to do with.
Sure.
They had to Judeo-Christian voluntary charity, and then God providing for them, not taking from them, not threatening them that if you don't give me what you have, I'm going to put you in prison or turn you into a pig. It was voluntary. And then Jesus himself created the opportunity to feed them. So that the equivalent of that would be President Obama, out of his own assets, creating
somebody else. You know,
no
listen,
one was there a threat. No one was something forcibly taken.
Right.
I'm getting all worked up. And
no, you are. You're fired up.
Hey, I love it. I love it.
So Dr. Nick, it's like
those two episodes, they're the opposite of the Fed, the opposite of welfare. In fact, in the Bible, which liberals always leave out, there's the wonderful statement that if you don't eat, if you don't work, you don't eat, period. That's what Jesus taught. If you don't, that always is left out by liberals. But that's in the New Testament too. If you don't work, you don't eat. Interesting. That's the antithesis of the welfare state. That doesn't support it. It argues against it. So
right.
I hope in my enthusiasm and emotionality, I made my point.
Yeah. Well, the three listeners that we have left, we're happy to have you. No. Dr. Nick's always concerned about offending. But listen, this is talk radio. This is what we do, not on purpose. Just hey, we let loose on our perspectives, and we so much appreciate Dr. Nick Gonzalez doing that. Now, I look into the political realm, and listen, Republicans got their problems. We don't claim to love Republicans, per se, in general, any more than we love the Democrats, because these parties are so devoid of these principles. We look at a guy like Ron Paul, who kind of rose above that, even though he was considered Republican, you know, when they were saying, we need to have some kind of special memorial or something for Rosa Parks, who did an incredible thing, what she did. And he said, well, you know, here's my hundred. Let's do it. But everybody put their own money in. We can't steal this from the American people. And that was the concept there that is so lost on Republicans even.
I think what happened is nobody else was coming up with money. I mean, as I recall, I think he may have been the only one. Everyone, you know, they're always so easy to spend other people's money. That's exactly the problem with his website. It's going to cost $1 billion. There was no competitive bidding. That's not their money. If Obama had to pay $1 billion out of his own pocket, they would think very carefully about who was doing this, how was it done. It wouldn't be based on the fact that the woman in charge here was Michelle Obama's roommate or friend at Princeton. It would be based on the best quality person who's giving the best bargain for the money. But because it's not their own money, and this is always why government programs fail, it's not their money, so they don't care. They can always get it from somebody else. Eventually, of course, as Margaret Thatcher says, you run out of money, and that's when the whole system collapses. But this is a perfect example. When there's no competition, when it's done on crony capitalism, when it's done on favoritism and friendship, not on quality of product, and where there's no attempt to keep the budget down, because when you spend your own money, you're always cautious. You're always budget conscious. That's why welfare is so dangerous. It's not your own money. That's why the welfare state is so dangerous. They're not spending their own money.
But Dr. Nick, here's their argument, though, against, you know, from the left-right paradigm, is that Republicans are evil and they want these people to starve. And come on, let's step back from that statement. Where is it the intent? Now, we recognize that they believe without government interference and intervention and support and welfare that that would happen. But is it true throughout history that it always happens that way?
It's completely untrue. In fact, the best fed place in the world was the United States. You know, in the Soviet Union, 25 million people died of starvation, and that's where we had the ultimate welfare state. In communist China, 25 million people died of starvation because the government couldn't run the agriculture properly. In fact, in the U.S., we had the best-fed people on Earth. In fact, when Trotsky came to the U.S. in the early 1920s, because he was having a fallout with the communist leaders in Russia, you know, he still believed in communism. He was astonished that so-called poor people in the U.S. actually had telephones, indoor toilets. The leaders in Russia didn't have indoor toilets. You know, the poor people had indoor toilets. They had gas. They had electricity. They had lighting. Upper class people in Russia didn't have electrical light.
They scoff though. The left scoffs at the idea that churches would take up the slack, that people would actually give charitably, because they only see people as evil and conniving and greedy.
Right.
And yes,
well,
that exists in humanity, but is it all of humanity? No.
Well, first of all, the whole idea of what's poor, you know, poor people in America are defined as people have their own home, they have their computers, they have their own car. Literally, I'm not making this up, they have their own big screen television. Secondly, it's been shown repeatedly that someone who's poor at 23 years old at their first job may end up running a corporation. These are fixed figures in time, and they say, oh, this, and the percentage of people is poor. But that doesn't take into account that your first job is always going to be poor. My first job was part-time in college working for the post office for $180 an hour. Well, that's not where I ended up. That was my first job. And, you know, a graduate student at Harvard Medical School would be considered poor because he has no income. A student at Harvard Law School, age 25, with a great career, is considered poor because they have no income. So those statistics for poor are ludicrous.
Sure.
And it's been proven that 95% of people who are considered poor, at least during the 1970s, 80s, 90s, would eventually move on and become very successful.
All right, stand by, Dr. Nick. We got to take a break here. We're going to be back. Dr. Nick Gonzalez is on, Ty Bollinger, and we are going way outside the box. In fact, we already have. That's why we love Dr. Nick. Stand by.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Healing is the reason why we're here all the time, 6 days a week at least. Ty Bollinger is here with me. We go outside the box in a moment officially. And we've got Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, the author of many books, and we have them linked up in the show notes, dr.gonzalez.com, including the latest, of course, has been out for a little while, What Went Wrong, The Truth Behind the Clinical Trial of the Enzyme Treatment of Cancer. And we're very much looking forward to his next book, which is so many case histories coming out. And as he says, match my cases. Anybody that wants to accuse Dr. Nick of not doing what they, curing these patients or helping them to get well, matches cases. And that's going to be coming out soon. We look forward to that. Now, into the spiritual discussion we have really gone today. We think about another misunderstanding of the Bible. And Ty, you were mentioning on the break, the Romans 13 issue.
Yeah. So I used to live in Montana. I went to Chuck Baldwin's church. One of his most famous books that he published a couple of years ago was called Romans 13. And it deals with, are we supposed to do whatever the government says? Is that really what the Bible's teaching? And, you know, I mentioned over the break that one of the interesting things was that Hitler, his favorite book to misuse and misquote in order to accomplish his tyranny was the Bible. So, Dr. Nick, tie it all together for us. Romans 13, does it really say that? How does that tie into Obamacare, the 10th Amendment, all of that? Can you tie that up for us?
Oh, yeah, very easily. You know, the Bible applies to all aspects of our life, including the government. First, about how we're supposed to respect the government. The book of Revelations teaches us that God eventually is going to destroy all governments and replace it with a heavenly government that will be perfect. But Romans 13 basically states in the English transition that we're supposed to respect and abide by all authorities. But the mistranslation from the Greek, and Greek is very subtle like Hebrew, there are different words, for example, for authority. The word that was used meant heavenly authority, like angels sent by God, messengers sent by God. We're supposed to obey them without question. But nowhere in the Bible, anywhere, does it say we're supposed to respect earthly authorities. In fact, the whole Bible, Old and New Testament, is about the failure of earthly authorities. And the book of Revelations is how eventually God's going to get so fed up with earthly authorities, he's going to destroy them all. But Romans 13 is repeatedly misquoted, misused, and misinterpreted, and even Christian leaders misuse and misinterpret it as if we're supposed to abide by earthly authorities. It had nothing to do with earthly authorities. It completely ignores earthly authorities and refers only to heavenly authorities sent by God, created by God, to which we are supposed to obey without question. That's correct, but not earthly authorities. So that's a complete misuse of that. So in terms of using that to abide by Obamacare, the answer is absolutely under no circumstance. And again, the two episodes where Jesus fed the multitudes are perfect examples of how the idea of Christian and Judeo charity has nothing to do with government charity. Government charity is enforced, criminalized enforcement of people, one group of people taking from another group of people. That is nowhere in Scripture, anywhere. And one final point about, you know, the liberals are always talking about rich are the enemy of mankind. Well, God had a different take on that. In fact, Abraham, who was basically, you know, a shepherd, was rewarded for his faith in God with great wealth. He was one of the wealthiest people of his day. And Solomon, who eventually turned to idols and God didn't like him too much, he asked for wisdom when God said, I'll give you whatever you want. And God said, I'm going to reward you with great wealth. And Solomon was probably the wealthiest man of his day and eventually turned from God. But he was rewarded with wealth. So God has no problem rewarding people with wealth. You know, David, the great king of Israel, was, again, the youngest son of a group of shepherds. And he was rewarded with great power and great wealth, too. He was Solomon's father. So God rewards people with great wealth when he chooses to. Other people, like Paul the Apostle, were poor. They traveled the world speaking the word. But God has nothing against wealth, and he rewards people that he chooses to reward.
Sure, but I don't want this taken out of context either to say all you got to do is pray for wealth and that's it. I mean, there's the effort that's involved in everything that we do that you said, if you don't work, you don't eat. Now,
yes, Senator. The word wealth that's used in the New Testament often, again, is misused. There are different gradations and different colors to the word wealth in the Greek, and it means greed. Often God is against greed, absolutely. And Solomon's problem is he got greedy. He was rewarded with wealth and became greedy. Abraham never became greedy. He was grateful for what he got and used it wisely to help his family. And he was the father of all the Israelite nation.
Yeah. Well, how can we use the wealth wisely in this country that's, you know, stealing the wealth out of the people via the Fed, as we talked with Edward Griffin, and also the whole idea of Obamacare, which enforces a very deadly form of medicine that's not even about healing?
Well, for all his talk about poverty and the difference between the wealth and the poor, under his 5-year leadership, the difference between the wealthy and the poor has increased. It's worsened because of the government programs. When you pay people to become dependent on the government, when you extend unememployment benefits now to two and a half years, when you extend welfare benefits and give the people food stamps and free medical care, there's no incentive for them to work, so they stay poor. So actually, government programs create poverty, as was true in the Soviet Union, where the average salary of a professional when the Soviet Union collapsed was $55 a month, and I doubt any of your listeners out there could live well on $55 a month.
Dr. Nick, the time goes so fast when we're together. I appreciate the spiritual foray today. Always great discussion with Dr. Nick Gonzalez. We got more with Ty Bollinger as we go outside the box. We'll talk carnivora for immune health and cancer and everything else, because the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000.
Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.